Epilogue. Tsarina Alexandra buried Rasputin's body near one of her palaces. She wanted him close to her forever. But after the February Revolution of 1917, a group of workers took Rasputin's body out of the ground to a nearby forest and burned it. While they were burning the body, something incredible happened. According to the legend, the body moved and tried to sit up. Later, scientists explained this phenomenon. Rasputin's body wasn't prepared well for burning, they said. Its tendons contracted, and this caused his legs to bend and his body to sit up. But at the time, nobody knew this, and everybody ran away in fear. They thought Rasputin was coming to life again. Before he died, Rasputin left a letter. This was discovered by his secretary, Simonovich, and published sometime later.
I am writing this letter in St. Petersburg in 1916, and leave it to be opened after my death. I know I will be dead by the 1st of January 1917. I wish to tell the Russian people my prophecy. If I am killed by common assassins or by Russian peasants, the Tsar of Russia will have nothing to fear for his children. The Romanovs will govern for hundreds of years. However, if I am murdered by nobles or by the Tsar's family, none of his children or relations will stay alive for more than 2 years. The Russian people will kill them. Grigory Yefimovich Rasputin.
So Rasputin's prophecy was realized. Nobles killed him, and the Russian Revolution started a month later. Theirs was the last monarchy of Russia. Tsar Nicholas and his entire family were killed, and the Romanov rule ended. Rasputin's vengeance was quick.